Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, there are many problems with Wikipedia, and apparently women is one of them, or, to be more accurate, the lack thereof of women. But, first and foremost, what is a woman? I mean, I've never heard that word before. I mean, what does it mean?
That's a good point.
Could you define that for me?
If you want to find out, check out mine and Carl's premium video discussing What is a Woman, the Matt Walsh Daily Wire production.
Very smooth. Right, so, there is an article here from The Independent, and it says, the problem with Wikipedia, there aren't enough women. And before actually diving into the article, and of course it leaves unanswered the question of what is a woman for some reason. I mean, I don't know why they didn't do that, but there we go.
I mean, it's very difficult to understand these days.
So. It's worth mentioning the author, and you might recognise her second name there.
Yes.
Pankhurst.
Mm.
So yes, she is a women's rights activist, a scholar and a writer, and she currently is... Care International Senior Advisor working in the UK and Ethiopia. And this point is important. Remember this part, because this is integral to the nature of this entire segment. So she is also the great-granddaughter of Emmeline Pankhurst and the granddaughter of Sylvia Pankhurst, who are both leaders of the suffragette movement. These are household names in Britain. If you live outside of Britain, we all know these people for their involvement in the suffragette movement.
So she comes from a great line of screeching harpies.
You could put it like that.
Yes, yes. Women who just didn't know their place.
I agree with women having the vote. Controversial, I know.
I know, oh, okay. puffed her, are you?
No, I actually like women.
That's the opposite. That's where you go wrong every single time.
The ultimate position, according to Harry, is to reject all women.
That's right. I'm taking the Fuentes position. Liking women is actually gay.
why are we going on this terrible tangent? Right. So let's get to the article itself. So I'm not going to start from the start because there's lots of boring drivel to begin with. But I'm going to pick out the best bits and then we're going to break down why it's nonsense. So if we stand back to think about what is recorded and what is not, whose lives and achievements are documented on Wikipedia and whose are not, and who puts in the entries and what perspectives they hold, it becomes clear that the online encyclopedia mirrors society.
What?
Does it?
A lack of notable women? I agree.
That was exactly the point I was going to make. Yeah. It reflects existing inequalities and, crucially, even magnifies them. Wikipedia's unique democratization of editorial rights, where any individual can theoretically tinker with or remove information, can intensify this magnification. So
she desperately wants to sound smart. I'm just yes. a word on the writing style. This is far too verbose.
It is a little bit, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, wouldn't you listen to me? I've got a long heritage of being a women's rights campaigner.
That's just another reason to discredit you.
Of the nearly 1.9 million biographies of notable individuals on English language Wikipedia, from authors to scientists, celebrities and academics, politicians and sports people, a mere 19% are women. This mirrors unequal representation more generally. I mean, only 19% of the articles on Wikipedia are from women. Any women can go on to Wikipedia, if they're interested, and edit it. The fact that there are only 19%, doesn't that... I mean, she is right in saying that, well, it mirrors society, but as you pointed out, well, the pages are made for notable people. They're not just made for anyone. Mm. I mean, they're not just going to be like, oh, we've...
Another thing that these people always do when they write these sorts of articles is they never actually give me a reason why I should care.
Mm-hmm.
They just say, look at this disparity, okay?
Yeah.
What should I do about
that? An explanation of why it might be bad might have been good. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. But it's not even a full argument in favour of what she's pushing. It's just the sort of midsection in the conclusion of it. The whole introduction, the build-up of why it's important, isn't even included. And that kind of reflects the assumption that everyone is already on board with this. It's a sort of intellectual arrogance that you see from a lot of sort of progressive causes where they're like, oh, we don't have X amount of people in X industry. Oh, isn't this terrible? And it's like, well, no.
Well, when you're on the right side of history, you don't have to explain your position, do you?
The thing is, this is this weird sort of fetishization of representation where you need to have people with the same characteristics as you representing you or making a place hospitable to you. I mean, I would be perfectly fine with a black Muslim woman or whatever representing me if I agreed with all of her opinions.
Yeah, as long as they're based.
Yeah, if they agreed with me, I mean, it's pretty impossible to be Muslim and agree with me, to be fair, but...
I'm sure there's one guy out there, you comment below and let Josh know that he's right.
But, yeah, it doesn't matter. As long as the ideas and the environment is receptive, then that is all that matters. Having, oh, that person has the same genitalia as me, therefore, good. You're weird. It's a weird fetishization. And I don't understand why more people aren't just saying, you're a creep. This is
that's a good point.
Why do you care about what's between someone's legs? It doesn't matter.
That's interesting because the left always throw out that argument in response to gender critical people and TERFs and such. Whereas really, they're the ones who are obsessing so much about it.
I don't care about what's in your pants. I care about your ideas, funnily enough. I mean, whoa, radical opinion, I know. But yes, the article does carry on, and it carries on to be stupid as well. For example, in news coverage, 70% of people seen, quoted, and heard are men, and about 80% of expert sources are men. I mean, so what? Does it really matter? I mean, if more men just go into these areas and work, I mean, I don't go into a hospital and just be like, all these nurses are women, I want more men. I want a male nurse, that's what I need. It doesn't matter, because what matters is whether they're competent or not, whether they do their job properly.
Which is why more men are in better positions.
Unironically, probably, yes. I mean, there are many factors to do to do with that, which I'm not going to go into now, but I think Peterson is the best port of call for that sort of stuff. So it goes on to say that women are only the subject of political and governmental coverage 16% of the time, which is a bit unusual when you've had, I don't know, Margaret Thatcher in office in the 1980s. I don't think that would have been the case, would it?
I'd also be interested to see that split against the actual percentage of women in politics and see if it actually lines up with it.
It's just needless nitpicking of stuff, isn't it? As long as the competition is fair, then it doesn't really matter. The best person gets the job. That's meritocracy, believe it or not. And it goes on to say, when male experts form the majority of opinions heard, women's accomplishments not only lack public recognition, but their hard work is devalued. I don't think so. Surely it's the opposite. If less women are notably achieving stuff, if you do achieve something, that makes it even more recognisable that it's significant and important. Like, abundance doesn't make something more valuable. It is the opposite.
In fact, I would also just point out here that why are you looking to external? I know why, but you don't need to rely entirely on external sources to be able to feel valued in yourself. You can be able to achieve things and do things that you know intrinsically are of value to you. You don't need everybody to constantly be affirming you and giving you a pat on the back to make you feel good about yourself.
I mean, we've both got knowledge of that. We're both guitarists, and we've probably written stuff that we're really happy with. You feel good about yourself, and then you play it to no one.
I've got an entire prog metal album's worth of material written, and nobody wants it, but it's like, I still know it's good stuff, god damn it.
Exactly. There we go. So it then goes on to say, and then there is the issue where women are represented in media and on Wikipedia. When we group the biographical articles by profession, there is indeed a selection that contains more about women than men, but the list is telling. The top 25 categories where this is the case includes nun, women's rights activist, sex worker, erotic model, royal consort, and homemaker.
I wonder why. Where are all these lists about the male nuns?
I know. Who'd have thought?
And do we really want to go into men who are women's rights activists?
No one wants to talk about them. Not even women's rights activists.
They don't want them at the rallies.
Yeah. So it goes on to say, this month England is hosting the Women's Euros. Oh, great. Shoehorn that in there. And many will be supporting our lionesses. I won't be.
I mean, fair play, you know.
I mean, I don't really watch sport anyway.
Yeah, me neither. But
nothing personal.
If they win,
team,
you know,
good for
great.
Them.
Yeah, you've done something great for England. If not, mm-hmm. I didn't really care in the first place.
But there is, of course, the point that you could be beaten by a secondary school or high school if you're an American team of boys. There is that. But it goes on to say, yet only 6.5% of biographies of football players on Wikipedia are women. I mean, who'd have thought that the majority of people who play football, who watch football, who are interested in football, are overrepresented?
Do you ever get the feeling that our job is just stating the obvious over and over again, and these people never listen?
I know, yeah. It's a little bit depressing. But
it can be.
I mean, if I went to a knitting circle and I got disgusted, just like, you're all old people.
you're all old ladies, aren't you? Where's the Zoomer representation in knitting circles?
I mean, you'd call me a maniac, wouldn't you? I mean, but for some reason there are these avenues where this is acceptable in one of the main publications in Britain to trot out these arguments that, you know, these things that are just organic trends in society, men and women are different, they have different interests, and therefore these differences manifest in society in different ways. Oh my God.
Well, this is the Independent, sir.
I know. So I'm going to skip ahead because this is just painful to read. With politics, women have fared no better. Women serve as head of state of government in only 22 countries, while there are 119 countries that still have never had a woman as leader. And I implore you then, if you care about this so much, go over to Saudi Arabia and campaign for that. Because we have had a female leader, Margaret Thatcher, in Britain.
We've had two.
Yeah. Theresa May as well. I don't know why I keep on going back to Thatcher. I think I've just memory-holed Theresa May.
I was going to say, how notable is Theresa May is the thing.
Sorry, Theresa. I mean, you did kind of ruin our country, but still, well, helped.
Yeah.
People did have a head start on you. And it goes on to say, although the proportion of female MPs in the UK is at an all-time high, they still, again shamefully, only account for 34% of MPs in total, and only 28% of peers are female. That's in the House of Lords. So there is, of course, the point that in politics, pretty much everyone hates you. And
rightfully so.
I think the people who best deal with being universally hated by wider society are men, because we care less about being liked, because we're more confrontational, and this is human nature. Yeah. Women care more about
our brains the opinions. Are actively less wired to be social than
yes,
women's.
It's biological. Whereas women are more focused on having positive interactions socially, and therefore it's not really surprising that they avoid politics when you get people saying horrific things to you all the time. I mean, when you look at it from that perspective, well, there not being that much representation is not really unusual at all, is it?
Plus, I mean, she even makes the point here that the proportion of MPs in the UK is at an all-time high who are women, which mm-hmm. means that from her own perspective, she should be seeing that as a very positive thing, because surely to her, it means things are getting better.
Yeah.
But she still finds a way to put a negative spin on it because, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you've got to, because you've got to keep that grift going, don't you?
Yes. And then she carries on to mention, Wikipedia reflects and exacerbates this inequality. Only 13.3% of profiles on politicians are about women. So I don't know why you're spending your time writing this. You should be writing profiles for female politicians if you care about this so much.
She said on Wikipedia, anyone can edit.
I know that you don't get paid to edit Wikipedia, but you probably get paid to write this. So maybe. Maybe there are other incentives at play. I mean, I'm not going to implicate anything, but anyway, the final thing I'm going to read from this article is the new hashtag Change the Story campaign by Care International, the organisation that she works for. Wikimedia UK and Women in Red seeks to draw attention to the importance of increasing number of Wikipedia profiles on women. Recognition and greater representation means greater support and opportunities for women around the world, and there are no shortage of great women, far from it, just not enough representation and telling of their stories. Are you sure about that? I'm pretty sure I can't open up a newspaper in Britain without hearing about how great women are and how terrible men are. I don't know. I mean, it's ridiculous. But then we move on to the page that Wikimedia has set up, obviously associated with Wikipedia, where they've got this, and they're saying that they're actually working with Care International UK, the organisation in which the previous lady... Mrs. or Miss Pankhurst, I can't remember, but she works for this organization that is working with Wikipedia, but also has written this article that is seemingly criticizing Wikipedia, trying to draw attention and ire towards it, even though she's working in association with them, right here. And they list it openly.
I mean, it's great to get paid to be able to do something like that, I suppose.
It seems a little bit
kind of weird
dishonest.
Sadomasochism
to me,
going on right here.
But anyway, it's not really that important. I mean, it's just a bit strange, a little bit dishonest to frame it as if I'm criticizing Wikipedia, but actually I'm kind of working for them.
Yeah, well, what of course it is.
And I'm writing this article on their behalf, probably.
Yeah, what it is, it's Wikipedia trying to win themselves more brownie points by paying this woman to do all of this stuff and saying, see, we're open to criticism, we're open to change, we understand there are problems.
Yeah. So I know whataboutism is really annoying. I find it annoying. However, what about political bias? I mean, is that not a more pressing issue than representation of people in articles? I think that the quality of the information should be more important, because sometimes there'll be things that aren't necessarily related to people at all, talking about events in history, talking about, I don't know, science or things like that, where there's not really too much of a human element, but you want accuracy of information. You don't want there to be inaccuracies. And I think that political bias is probably more important, more pressing than that, which is also undermined by this whole care thing, isn't it? Because she's clearly a feminist, comes from a legacy of being a feminist.
Obviously.
Why are they in association with someone who's clearly has a political agenda? And I don't believe that it's possible to be unbiased. Everyone brings their own preconceptions to whatever they do. It's impossible to escape them. That is the human condition. However, we shouldn't pretend like we're not. And we should at least endeavour as well, if we're presenting information, not to mislead people about the nature of reality. And that is very important. And what I would like to draw attention to is Wikipedia co-founder says the site is now propaganda for left-leaning establishment. Surely this is more important, isn't it? Wikipedia co-founder Larry Sanger has warned the website can no longer be trusted, in insisting it is now just propaganda for the left-leaning establishment. This shouldn't come as much of a surprise to people who have looked up political articles on Wikipedia. Some of them are pretty egregiously biased.
Yeah, there are two that I can think of recently. One is AA pointed out Julius Evola. His old Wikipedia article was just first paragraph, he's saying, oh, he's a esotericist, a traditionalist, he did all these studies. Mm-hmm. Now they've even changed the picture to make him look more evil, and now it just calls him a fascist five times. And then, of course, there is the more notorious one on cultural Marxism, which got changed over to make it sound like a Nazi conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm. Sanger told Unheard's Lockdown TV Wednesday that he started the Encyclopedia of Opinion in 2001 purely on the basis it would offer true neutrality and offer multiple points of view on hot button issues. Now, he insisted, conservative voices are sternly warned, if not kicked out, if they try to add a different take on establishment views, which Sanger deemed propaganda. And I'm quoting directly from him now: you can't cite Fox News on socio-political issues, it's just banned now. And then I'm unquoting, he insisted of the apparent clampdown on respected conservative voices. It means that if controversy does not appear in the mainstream left to centre media, then it's not going to appear on Wikipedia. You can now rely on the site to give establishment points of view rather than a diverging range of opinions it was set up to give. And I'm going to skip forward a little bit. He says, there's a very big, nasty, complex game being played behind the scenes to make the articles say what somebody wants them to say, Sanger said. There are all sorts of tricks people can play with it, including the use of dedicated PR companies to influence listings. And the Wikipedia co-founder cited the entry for President Biden, noting that it has very little by the way of concerns that Republicans have had about him. So if you want to have anything remotely resembling the Republican point of view about Biden, you're not just going to get it from the article. He noted there was just a short paragraph on the Ukraine scandal. Involving the president's son Hunter, despite the political outrage it created. And there is, I mean, he got let into a board where he's being paid $200,000 a year on an oil board when he's a drug addict, and his qualifications are more legal than anything else. So it seems to me that there's funny stuff going on. There's legitimate criticism of this existing, and yes, there's very little about that on Biden's Wikipedia.
Just taking a quick look at the page, it's talking about how, oh, he helped us to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic and the resultant recession. Oh, he proposed this jobs plan so it would be able to give jobs to all of these jobless people.
Mm-hmm. So let's not just take this guy's word for it. In the spirit of accurate information, let's look at some actual proper research on this, rather than just taking one man's word for it, although I do think he's probably accurate. So I'm quoting from this article here, which cites lots of research. It's called The Left-Wing Bias of Wikipedia from The Critic. And I'm just going to read directly from the article. A 2018 study by Shane Greenstein and Feng Zhu compared levels of political bias in Wikipedia and Encyclopedia Britannica by quantifying each encyclopedia's respective usage of phrases favored by Democratic or Republican members of US Congress. The study found that Wikipedia articles are more politically biased than those in Encyclopedia Britannica, as well as being slanted towards Democratic as opposed to Republican points of view. The study also found that the amount of bias in Wikipedia articles tended to decrease the greater number of people who had edited them. The reason for this trend was explained in earlier studies by the same authors, and I'm quoting directly here, benefiting from the effort of many contributors. An article is also more likely to present controversial content in an unbiased way, thus diversity may help reduce content bias. I'm annoyed that they use the buzzword of diversity, but the point is still valid there. So one final thing from here before I wrap up. Wikipedia's list of deprecated sources currently contains 16 right-leaning sources: Breitbart, The Daily Caller, The Daily Mail, The Daily Star, Epoch Times, Front Page Magazine, The Gateway Pundit, InfoWars, LifeSite News, News of the World, One America News Network, The Sun, Taki's Magazine, VDare, World Daily World Net Daily, and Zero Hedge, and just one left-leaning source, Occupy Democrats.
I can think of a good few more of them.
Yes. And they do point that out, that lots of... I'm just going to summarize now, because I'm bored of reading this.
Yeah, no, of course.
They pointed out that there are lots of other networks that have been rated as more unreliable than some of these sources, like the Daily Mail, can be used as a benchmark sort of thing, they say. And many other outlets that are left-wing, such as Counterpunch, Alternet, and the Daily Kos, are rated as less reliable, although they're not on the list of sources that they don't allow. And it seems to betray a sort of political bias. They're more willing to entertain left-wing ideas. And I think I've kind of beaten this dead horse now. I think you get the idea that, yes, it's biased. There are more important things to worry about than female representation. And I think it's worth pointing out that there is a Wikipedia article titled Ideological Bias on Wikipedia. And I think what you could do is... have a look at the part where it says, this article is incomplete. You can help by expanding it.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as this premium video about what are British aesthetics. If you want to follow what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.